Saline County Assessor Jessica Goodman was at the meeting of the County Commission yesterday and said assessment sheets have been mailed.
I'm here this morning just to let the public know that our 2019 assessment list have been mailed. So you should be receiving those in the mail shortly. Two changes to the form this year. Bees and bison were added for this year to the list of taxable livestock. So you'll have to start listing those, whereas in previous years, those were not on the sheet.
Goodman advises county residents to pay attention when filling out the sheets.
The forms have changed a little bit, so make sure to read all of the instructions in order for us to process your renditions correctly.
In other news, the commissioners opened several bids for materials and services the county will need over the next year. The commission voted to take all of the bids under advisement and make decisions during a future meeting. Marshall City Administrator David Hoagland reported on several items during the council meeting earlier this week. Without giving specifics, Hoagland said one involves a potential new business. He said he received a phone call last week.
We had a new business prospect that's kind of looking at the community. I called Sandy Allison in, and we met with two individuals on new business potentially here. We gave a tour of the community, showed them some potential sites. We put them in touch with several individuals that they wanted to talk to and get some additional information. We've been in touch with them Friday as well as today. I think they're kind of excited, just kind of waiting on finding the right site.
Hoagland also notified the council of a couple of things that will be on the agenda for the February 4th meeting.
We did get a survey done on the property that Ricketts is purchasing from us out off of 240 and O. We originally thought that was around 10 acres. When it was surveyed, it came out about 11, so Josh has prepared an amendment to that agreement. It's been to Ricketts. They've reviewed it. They're okay with it. They'd like to get that done, so we'll bring that to you on the 4th to have that change noted for the record, and then we'll be scheduling a closing with them on that property.
Hoagland also said the city has put together a proposed ordinance regarding special event permits. In other news, Hoagland said Marshall Municipal Utilities will be holding a retirement event for General Manager Kyle Gibbs on January 31st. Hoagland said it will be from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Electrical Distribution Building on West Arrow Street. Two area residents are facing felonies for allegedly burglarizing a property in Cooper County on January 16th. According to a probable cause statement, 24-year-old Ryan Matthew Nelson of Smithton and 21-year-old Anastasia Mann of Ionia used a hidden key to enter a shop but forced entry into a residence on Highway 135. They reportedly stole several hand tools valued at $2,000 and two handguns valued at a total of $2,500. According to online court documents, warrants have been issued, and Nelson and Mann each has been charged with a Class D felony for burglary in the second degree and two counts of stealing a firearm. Bond for each has been set at $15,000 cash or surety. An initial hearing for each of the accused is pending at Cooper County Circuit Court. And an American Red Cross blood drive is scheduled to be held today in Pettis County. According to a news release, the drive is scheduled to be held from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Reader's World at 1400 South Limit, Suite 70 in Sedalia. KMMO News Time is 6:35. Funeral mass for 81-year-old Leona Marcus Flatum of Stillwell, Kansas, and formerly of Shackelford and Marshall, who died January 15th, will be held at 11 a.m. today at St. Peter Catholic Church in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. The Cremation Society of Kansas and Missouri is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 92-year-old Carl Odell of Marshall, who died Sunday, will be held at 11 a.m. today at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Mass of Christian burial for 58-year-old David Thompson of Marshall, who died Sunday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow at St. Peter Catholic Church in Marshall, where visitation begins at 9 a.m. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. funeral service for 77-year-old Patty Jo Davis of Raytown and formerly of Marshall, who died Sunday, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Mount Olive Baptist Church, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. H.T. May and Son Funeral Home in Boonville is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 94-year-old Vera Lightfoot of Alma, who died Tuesday, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alma, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 90-year-old Dorsey Paul Alpers of Pilot Grove, who died Tuesday, will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at First Baptist Church in Prairie Home, with burial to follow at Walnut Grove Cemetery in Boonville. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. Sunday at Windmill Ridge Funeral Home in California. Celebration of life service for 70-year-old Earl Warren Smith of Sedalia, who died January 21st, will be held at 3 p.m. Saturday, February 9th at Industrial Service RDCS, 1 mile north of Coal Camp on Route U. McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.